easy choice when it's time for NFL football. It's time for Showmeez.
The biggest guests.
We didn't invent sports talk radio. We're just trying to make it better.
And the best interviews.
What a great interview. It feels like just a conversation between two people.
The Dan Patrick Show. Weekdays at 9 a.m.
on the Wabash Valley's Fan Base.
From the Prospect Bank Studios, this is your Wabash Valley Sports Authority.
I am an authority.
The Fan Base. WFNB Brazil Terre Haute.
The Fan Base.
I hope our listeners in Terre Haute know how lucky they are.
The Wabash Valley is in great hands every afternoon.
Wabash Valley.
I love these two guys. I listen every single day on the way back from work.
Your daily dose of local sports talk is here. This is Joey O and the King. Heard every weekday, 3 to 5.
Right after the herd every single day.
99.5, 106.9, and AM 1130. Now, here they are, Joey O'Rourke and Mike King.
Welcome in on a football Friday. It is Joey O and the King on the Fan Base, a special abbreviated one-hour edition. Why is it a special abbreviated one-hour edition of the show? Because I drove up to the studio at 2:45, 15 minutes before airtime, and realized that I had brought my wrong set of keys, which meant that I was locked out of the station, thereby locked out of the studio, thereby left at the mercy of whoever was going to be good enough to bring me the key to get into the building so I could access the studio. Thankfully, my lovely wife, Nicole, was able to leave work a little early, grab the keys, bring them to me. By the time it was all said and done, Barry Ken had to rework the schedule so we could start the show at 4 with breaks running during the Doug Gottlieb show. And I just made a big mess out of this Friday. So I apologize. This should be a Monday. Based on what happened today, this should be a Monday. But it's not. It's a Friday. And the good news is we're going to get through it, and we've got lots and lots to do today. We're going to hear from Brett Bielema as he gets ready to take his team in the Memorial Stadium in Bloomington for the biggest matchup ever between IU and the University of Illinois. We're going to hear from Barry Odom as he gets set to take his Boilers to South Bend to take on the struggling Irish of Notre Dame. Joey he's out there somewhere in the ether. He's going to be joining us momentarily because he has to travel to Olney, Illinois tonight to call the Marshall-Olney game, which is a huge game for both teams, but particularly Marshall, as they look to start the season at 4-0, something that hasn't happened in a long time for the Marshall Lions. So we've got to get his picks for the NFL because he won the opener last night. He took Miami, but it was a lot closer than, he took Buffalo, but it was a lot closer than anyone thought it was going to be. But with that, Joey is now 25-8 to start the season. And we've got to look at the high school schedule, and we've got Illinois super fan Mike Goins, who grew up here in the Wabash Valley, now lives in Cincinnati, but he believes he has the inside track on tonight's game, and he believes that the University of Illinois will go into Bloomington and will knock off the Hoosiers. So that's coming up at 4:15. Now let's head to the ether and find Joey. Joey, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. All right, let me just ask, because I don't know, are you on one or two? Because I've got both potted up.
Yeah, I believe I'm on number one.
You are.
I should be on one.
You are on one. Okay, so a little technical sidebar there between me and Joey. Joey, you know, sometimes you really feel your age. Today, I really feel my age for forgetting the key. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened to all of us, but, you know, when you forget a key, and you know when you remember you forgot the key, the second that you pull up and see the door.
Yep.
Right? So anyway, my apologies to all concerned, and we'll get this going. What do you think of last night's game, man? That thing, I did not expect the Dolphins to come out and be that football team last night. I thought they looked really pretty darn good.
At times they did. You think it was really a discombobulated game, in my opinion. You think about the Bills, they got off to a hot start, and it looked like the Bills were going to, you know, really put them away early, but don't end up doing that. Miami's, you know, walls were against the bat. Their backs were against the wall, and they had to come out, and they had to, you know, prove that they aren't just going to, you know, fold up shop. They didn't do that. Granted, Tua threw a terrible pick at the end with a chance to maybe tie the game. But I really I didn't see it being that close. I thought, you know, maybe early it could be close. And then I thought Buffalo was going to be too strong and really just take it to them being at home. But that did not happen. And when you look at it, it was good to see signs of life in South Beach. But I really also – you know, thought for as much as the Bills dominated that game, they got to be like, wow, we dominated that game, but, you know, we only end up winning by 10 points.
Well, and let's go back to last night's game, Joey, and think about it. That roughing the kicker call really changed everything.
It did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it looked like the Dolphins were going to have the opportunity. I believe the score was tied at the time.
Yeah.
And instead, the Bills get the ball back. They score what essentially turned out to be the game-winning touchdown. And really, the Dolphins were never quite the same after that. But, of course, you heard the game last night right here on JKO Media on the fan base and on Magic Hits 105.9.
Hill to the right side of the line, off the line, high snap. Tagovailoa with a play fake towards the back of the end zone. He lofts it. It's caught. Touchdown, Dolphins. Tyreek Hill got free from his defender. He cartwheels, he flips, and the Dolphins are an extra point away from tying it up here in Buffalo.
How about the Miami Dolphins? Everybody else left them for dead. They don't care about the outside noise. Absolutely love that play design. Tyreek Hill, everything made it look like he was running an in-breaking route. At the last second, little head fake on Benford. Rolls out to the right side. Tua had perfect touch on it, and the Miami Dolphins have tied this game.
All important extra point is through. Tyreek Hill's first touchdown of the season ties the game at 21 here with 12:18 to go. Ninth play of the drive coming up. Josh Allen's got James Cook in his 100-yard game off his left hip. Deion Coleman, the lone wide out to the right. Shotgun. Allen play fake. Throws to Shakir with a head of steam at the 10. Racing far side 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Shakir. Oh, the quick pass down the line. It's a 15-yard score. The third touchdown of the game for Josh Allen. And the Bills, thanks to the roughing the punter, cap it off and go back in front 27-21. Josh Allen has thrown his 200th touchdown pass of his career, tied for the sixth fastest to 200 in NFL history.
And, Joey, at this point, Josh Allen is doing just what you need to do to win, not making any mistakes, not committing any turnovers. Hard to believe, Joey, that he has thrown 30 touchdown passes, and to go with those 30 touchdown passes, just one interception. And a ratio like that is going to win you a flat ton of football games.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And Josh Allen continues to prove that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, no, hands down.
31-21, the final, of course, as we kick off week number 3 of the NFL season. Okay, Joey, you picked Buffalo to win that game last night, which moves you to 25-8 on the season. So we got to get your picks now for the remainder of week number 3, starting with Green Bay at Cleveland. Who do you like there?
Packers are going to roll in that one.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. The Colts with an opportunity to go to 3-0 at Tennessee. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm going to roll with the red hot Colts. I think that continues.
Cincinnati will be at Minnesota. Carson Wentz going to be calling the signals for the Vikings?
Yeah, Carson Wentz versus Jake Browning. Man, that's a tough one.
That's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. I mean, I know the Vikings are like a 3-point favorite, but I think that's just home field taken into account. This is the first time I'm really going to go out on a limb, I think. with an away team. I'm going to say that the Bengals, uber-talented offensive wide receivers, figure a way to outproduce Justin Jefferson and the Vikings. I think Jake Browning also outduels Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and Jake Browning looked good in relief of the injured Joe Burrow last week, at least good enough to get the win in a come-from-behind fashion. Okay, you got Pittsburgh at New England. Aaron Rodgers, after a loss last week that you can really blame on a team that just didn't tend to the basics of football. So you've got the Steelers playing at New England. What do you think?
Steelers at New England. I picked New England the first game of the year. I'm not going to do it again. I think Rodgers bounces back. I think he beats Drake May.
Okay. All right. So let's move to Los Angeles, the Rams playing at Philadelphia. Pretty good matchup here. What do you think?
Yeah, it is a good matchup, a fun matchup. When you look at Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and taking on Matthew Stafford, been really impressed with what Stafford's been able to do throughout his career. But it's not going to be enough on Sunday. The Eagles roll.
Okay.
Fly, Eagles fly.
Okay, so you got the Eagles winning, despite the fact that it looks like there will be renewed emphasis on calling the tush push very, very closely, as it seems that the NFL is now teetering on whether or not to abolish the play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree. I think it should go.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You do. You do think it should go.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't stand it.
Okay. All right. Well, is it because the Eagles are the only team that can really do it?
Yeah. It just – I just – to me – like, if an offensive line wants to get a push, that's – but, again, it's aiding the runner. Like, to me, you are absolutely aiding the runner from behind. Like, high school, it's not legal. College, you know, it's really not legal. I hate it. I hate the play.
Well, they're definitely helping the runner. There's no denying that. So, okay, we got to New York. The Jets at Tampa Bay. I think Baker Mayfield may cook in this one.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield may cook in this one as well. I think the Buccaneers win big.
You got the Raiders trying to come off of a tough loss where they were unable to score a touchdown, only three field goals. They will be playing at the Commanders without, we assume, Jaden Daniels available for this game.
Yeah, I think I saw Jaden Daniels is going to be out for this game. Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm interested to see if this line moves at all, really. I haven't seen much movement on it, but I'm going to go Raiders. I think the Raiders find a way to beat Washington without Jaden Daniels.
Okay, Atlanta at Carolina. This one should be easy for you.
Atlanta rolls.
Okay. Houston at Jacksonville. Houston really struggling and seems to be regressing instead of progressing. And of course, on the other hand, you've got Jacksonville looking a little better than they looked last year. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think Jacksonville finds a way to win at home. I think they get a big division win.
Okay, Denver at Los Angeles. These are the Chargers that will be hosting the Broncos.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are for real. I think the Chargers find a way to win this one, go 3-0.
So you think cheating Jim Harbaugh's got got it going in LA?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay, New Orleans at Seattle.
Oh, Seattle big.
Okay, and let's see. Some of these are kind of easy, right? But
yeah,
then again, we
not.
Thought the same thing last night. Dallas at Chicago. Many are calling this the game of the week. Many are calling this Caleb Williams' last stand. Put up or shut up in this game, or maybe it's the bench.
Yeah, we'll see how the ball plays out. I think Brian Schottenheimer's got something going in Dallas. They got a big win last week, albeit comeback, and it was in overtime, but I think the Cowboys go on the road and make a statement.
Arizona Cardinals will be at San Francisco, and I'm assuming the Niners still will not have the services of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to really matter. I think Mac Jones did an admirable job filling in. Kyle Shanahan, he's the one calling the plays. I think Kyle Shanahan gets Mac Jones over the hump again, and the 49ers win.
Kansas City at New York.
Oh,
the Chiefs are struggling, but you're taking the Chiefs.
I am.
Okay, and let's see. Monday night, Detroit at Baltimore. This should be the best game of week three.
Yeah, I agree with that. Baltimore, though, at home, is going to find a way to win that one.
Okay, there it is. Joey O, who is with last night's win, 25-8 on this young season, looking to extend what has been a very good couple of weeks of picking. So we'll wait and see. Joey, real quick before we let you go, you're going to be on the road tonight, headed to Olney, big football game.
Yeah, big football game for the Marshall Lions, looking to get off to a 4-0 start for the first time since 2017. This is an all-new team that 2 years ago went 0-9, went 9-0 in the regular season last year. They're off to a really good start again this year. And so I it's a big game. I'm looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun.
On WMMCRadio.com, will this one also be on 105.9?
Yeah, it'll be also on 105.9.
Okay, now how about KZ Westfield?
KZ Westfield on the road at Robinson, looking to go 4-0. That game will be video streamed live at WMMCRadio.com.
Okay, Joey, thanks so much. Look, have a safe trip to Olney tonight. Hope you have a great call, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Talk to you Monday.
Okay, it sounds good. That is Joey O'Rourke. And he, of course, coming to us remotely today as he's getting ready to hit the road. Coming up, we're going to be talking Indiana and Illinois, the Hoosiers, the Illini, Memorial Stadium, sold out, biggest game in the history of this series between these two schools. Who will win it? Who will have the inside edge for a CFP slot? Mike Goins, Illini superfan, thinks he knows. We'll talk to him next.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank.
The best things in life are built to last. At Prospect Bank, our trust and wealth management services are designed to give you peace of mind for generations to come. Whether you're protecting your family's future or investing what you've earned, we're here to help it run smoothly. Go to bankprospect.com and search trust to talk with our experienced team today.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank.
Some products not FDIC insured.
Running a small business is tough. Your bookkeeping and payroll shouldn't be. That's where Harris Tax and Accounting comes in. With over 20 years of experience, Chris Harris offers reliable bookkeeping, small business payroll, and smart tax planning, all from a licensed enrolled local expert. Whether you're just starting out or growing fast, Chris and his team are here to help keep your numbers in line so you can focus on what matters most, your business. Call today and experience the difference local expertise makes. Harris Tax and Accounting on Margaret and Erie Canal Road. Local, experienced, trusted.
Start work right away with LaborLink, your hometown staffing agency. Whether you're out of work or just looking for a career change, LaborLink is the place for you. Whatever job you can imagine, we'll make it happen. Call LaborLink, the link to all your staffing needs. 812-235-6500.
Dive into backyard fun with Sparkle Pools, voted the number one place to buy a pool and a hot tub in the Wabash Valley. Sparkle Pools has everything you need from start to finish and everything in between. That even includes competitive water hauling. And here's the good news. Waiting to close your pool until temperatures drop to 65 or below helps to prevent algae growth in the fall. So continue soaking up those summer rays, but don't forget to schedule your pool closing. Call 812-232-1292 or visit mysparklepools.com. Sparkle Pools, let's get wet.
Bobcat of Davies County has an amazing offer through the month of September. Take 10% off all Bobcat filters. And that's not all. Receive a free third function kit with the purchase of a compact tractor. Come in and stock up for the fall months ahead and get ready for harvest season at Bobcat of Davies County. Take advantage of 10% off all Bobcat filters and a free third function kit with the purchase of a compact tractor. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal.
The biggest guests.
We didn't invent sports talk radio. We're just trying to make it better.
And the best interviews.
What a great interview. It feels like just a conversation between two people.
The Dan Patrick Show. Weekdays at 9 a.m.
on the Wabash Valley's fan base.
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
Oh, it is Friday. It is Joey Owen the King on the fan base. Hope you're having a good Friday. I had a lousy start to my Friday as I got locked out of the building. We lost the first hour of the show. My apologies, but we're back on track here for hour number two. It is Football Friday tonight, obviously. Friday Night Lights tomorrow. Some big games in the Big Ten. Some of the games we'll be watching: Maryland at Wisconsin, Oregon State at number 6 Oregon, number 21 Michigan at Nebraska. Of course, Purdue will be at number 24, Notre Dame. We'll hear from Barry Odom a little bit later. Washington at Washington State. And, oh, yeah, number 9, Illinois, will be at number 19, Indiana. First time in 75 years, both of these schools have been ranked as they meet. Sold out Memorial Stadium tomorrow night. Who is going to win it? Of course, if you're an IU fan, the Hoosiers are going to win it. If you're a U of I fan, the Illini are going to win it. Mike Goins is a big-time Illini fan. I don't know how many games you and your family, Mike, have attended over the years in Champaign, but how forward are you looking to what will be a historic game tomorrow night?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely.
I hope that you can hear me all right.
I hear you just fine.
Perfect. Yeah, super, super excited. There's a lot of nerves, I'll be honest, as someone that's been a longtime fan, family that's been alumni and having season tickets for as long as I can remember. Watching this Illinois program just feast at the bottom of the barrel, right? If you had told me 10 years ago that we'd have a top 25 matchup between Illinois and Indiana in football, let alone not basketball, right, I would call you a liar.
Yeah.
But here we are, super excited. And, you know, I'm just ready for these boys to get on the field and get it started.
Mike Goins, Illinois super fan, grew up here in the Wabash Valley, now lives in Cincinnati. Are you going to be among the fortunate few that will be in Memorial Stadium tomorrow night?
Unfortunately, no. With work now, I'm pretty limited on what I can choose to go to.
Right.
I will be in Champaign for the Ohio State game, hopefully at that given time we'll be undefeated, but we'll see what happens. I think that we're battling ourselves right now, and we've had a lot of injuries come up, so we'll see what happens. We got to take it one week at a time, and Brett Bielema, I mean, he's got this team primed and ready to go. The 1-0 mentality every single week, I think, is very important with how we carry ourselves week to week.
Clearly, Brett Bielema, Mike, has been the difference, and it's interesting to hear him talk, and in fact, we've got 4 or 5 minutes with Coach Bielema coming up in a few minutes later in the show talking about this game. But what's interesting about his mentality is how he continues to look forward to what's coming for Illinois football as opposed to simply living in the present, because he continues to say, we have just scratched the surface here. The best is yet to come.
Absolutely. I would agree 120%. You know, when you have a new turnover, a new coaching staff, it takes some time, you know, for things to get going. And you could see it along the way initially when he took over after Lovie Smith, you know, just trying to build that culture, right? That tough, smart, dependable culture is what he preaches. And, you know, after last year, seeing the fight that this team had and the confidence that they were able to obtain, especially in the later half of the season, I mean, it was truly remarkable. And Brett Bielema, hats off to him. Man, I mean, what a blessing it is to not only be a fan, but someone who I personally believe, I think I have a lot of football knowledge. It's very nice to see a competent coach take over and lead a team each and every week.
What is interesting, Mike, are the personality differences between Brett Bielema and Kurt Cignetti. They are two very, very different guys in terms of their personality and the way they seem to approach their business, but they both win. And Cignetti, of course, it's well known what he came in and did last year, and now everyone knows what he has done during the course of his career. Bielema, though, has also been very successful, but a lot of people feel like it has been some of his failures that have made him the coach he is today.
I would agree with that. Growing up, I got to see, you know, the young Bielema at Wisconsin, and I wasn't a fan, I'll be honest. He reminded me of Cignetti a lot with just how outspoken he was, and he kind of had this chip on his shoulder. But at the same time, it was just this massive blown-up arrogance. And, I mean, he took over from a long lineage of coaches that had great success at Wisconsin. So he kind of, you know, was brought up and had a lot of success. But I think it came around, and he was humbled when he went down to Arkansas and just saw how different the SEC was at that time compared to the Big Ten. So now that he's kind of had some different jobs and did some soul searching. It's nice to have this Bielema at Illinois, because I think that we have the best version of Bielema at this given moment, and that gives me a lot of confidence moving forward.
Wabash Valley native Mike Goins, Illinois superfan, joins us from Cincinnati today on the Dorset Automotive Hotline to talk about tomorrow night's Indiana-Illinois game. So, Mike, take me back, because I've known you for quite a while, because you and Tyler have been friends forever. What is your tie, family-wise, to the University of Illinois? Because I know it's extensive.
Yeah, it is extensive. A lot of my family on the dad's side is from the central Illinois area, so Decatur. I've had some family that are alumni. So growing up, it was Illinois or nothing else, right? And at the time, growing up, you know, when you're still developing that conscious mind and your team is losing, it doesn't really affect you as much. As you get older and you get deeper into the fandom, that's when, you know, it starts to hit you a little deep. And younger, I got to see guys on the basketball side of things like Brian Cook and Dee Brown and Darren Williams have success in basketball. But football, it just seemed like, you know, in 2001, I was still too young to really remember. And then in 07, when we had that Rose Bowl season, I mean, what a gut punch that was, watching that team go out to California and just get stomped on by USC. But ever since that time, I've just kind of relived that 07 season, right? Like, that's all I've had to hold on to for a long time. And now that, you know, we're starting to find some success, there's brighter days. But those are my ties with the U of I and, you know, just my family tree being involved in Central Illinois and having ties to the university.
This, Mike, this season really seemed to start last year at the end of the 24-25 season in that bowl game, beating South Carolina. That seemed to be the corner turner for Bielema and company.
Absolutely. Yeah, 110%. Going into that game, a lot of people look at it, and I see it online. I'm on message boards. I'm on social media. And other fans try to downplay the fact that, you know, oh, it was the Citrus Bowl or South Carolina had their two best players sit out of that game. But what they fail to realize is the best player that sat out of that game was on the Illinois side, and that was Pat Bryant. So you had two teams. You had Shane Beamer and you had Brett Bielema, two juggernaut head coaches that were trying to bring their programs to the top. They were fighting for that spot. So seeing the fight in both teams, at first it was like, okay, cool, this is just the Citrus Bowl. But then when you got into the later part of the second quarter, that's when things started to flare up and you could really feel that energy. So getting that win, I think, was very important, not only as a fan, but for that program and Brett Bielema. I think it was super important to get that win, because now we've built not only the confidence, but the momentum moving forward. And that helped us obtain a lot of recruits. If you go and you look at this recruiting tree for 2026 and on, we're starting to land top-notch recruits, especially in-state, that we didn't really have a chance at prior to that season.
Bielema, it also seems to have this ability to retain players. While a lot of programs really get nervous around portal time, it seems like Bielema has, there's something about him that players really like, almost a fatherly-like feel or something, but guys stay with him. They stick with him.
I'm glad you brought that up. So when he took over, the whole, marketing of what Brett Bielema was trying to do was to create a family atmosphere, right? So he started, you know, making these deep connections, not only with current players, but with recruits, with their families, whether it was the brother, the sister, the mom, the dad. He really started to make those connections and build those relationships. And I think it's very, very important, because you want somewhere where you're comfortable, where you know that where you're at, they believe in you. And Brett believes in each and every one of those guys on that football team. And you can see it not only on game day, but, you know, in post-practice interviews, post-game interviews. I mean, these guys, they absolutely take, a loving to Brett Bielema, and I think it's really special. I think it's special at this time, because now it's an even playing field with the NIL, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you separate yourself from everyone else? I mean, yeah, you can have deep pockets, but are you just a number or are you family?
Well, Mike, so you know, I know you're disappointed you're not going to be in Bloomington tomorrow night for the game. You're either going to watch it on TV or listen to it on radio or a little bit of both. And I'm sure you've listened to Brian Barnhart call his share of Illinois football and basketball games. But did you know that Brian Barnhart has to miss this game as the play-by-play voice of the Illini because it's his daughter's wedding tomorrow night?
I did, actually. So I was actually listening to the show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I made a joke to Tyler that Brian basically raised me, just hearing his voice, you know, whether it was over highlights or, you know, at the stadium or on call. But yeah, congratulations to him and his family. He'll definitely be missed for this game. I think that this is a big game. In those big moments, you know, on a turnover or maybe an Illinois touchdown or whatever the case may be, having that excitement from Brian. It's one to be missed.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I've always wondered, Mike, why Indiana-Illinois wasn't a bigger batter rivalry. I've always wondered why Illinois-Missouri was a bigger deal than Indiana-Illinois. And now I hope this lights the fuse to turn this into the border war that it should be.
I think it will. Missouri, yeah, the Missouri-Illinois rivalry, I think, was always interesting because you had St. Louis right there. So those neutral site games, it was just so close. But, yeah, I agree with you, and I hope it does, because I think that Illinois and Indiana now being able to compete with the powerhouses of the conference, and obviously with Indiana making the college football playoffs last year, now that we're gaining that momentum and that spotlight, I hope that this fires something up to where we can have maybe a protected game for the next few years coming, because I think it's just good for both programs.
Yeah, I agree. Mike Goins, Illinois super fan, he is a Wabash Valley native, but now lives in Cincinnati. Okay, last word from you. Give me a prediction on the score tomorrow night, and let me remind everyone, you'll be able to hear both the Illinois call and the Indiana call. You'll be able to hear the Illinois Network on Magic Hits 105.9 starting at 5:30 Central Time with the pregame show. And in Indiana, here on 92.7 The Rock, you'll be able to hear Don Fisher and the Indiana Network. That starts at 6:30 Eastern Time. Kickoff is at 7:30 Eastern, and of course it will be nationally televised on NBC. Mike Goins, before we say goodbye, who will win tomorrow night's football game?
I mean, it wouldn't be right if I didn't go with the home team, right? My home team, not Indiana.
I was going to say, wow, you're going to pick Indiana.
No, I'm going to have to go with the Illini. I think it will be a barn burner. It's going to be an absolute rock fight. But give me the Illini, 27-24. I think David Alano is going to walk it off with a field goal to finish the game.
Oh, my. Not only is he calling the score, he's calling the shot that wins it. A walk-off field goal. Hey, Mike, we appreciate it, man. Great having you. We'll have you on later this season to talk about this Illini team some more. And you have a great weekend, man, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. ILL.
All right. Yeah, man. It's Mike Goins, Illinois superfan, out with the ILL. I don't know. 27-24, 51 total points. We'll hear from Brett Bielema when we come back.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Bubbler is searching for the teacher of the year. Do you know a teacher that goes above and beyond? Someone that makes a difference in your school? Then nominate him or her for the Bubbler Teacher of the Year. Go to drinkbubbler.com and click on the link. That's drinkbubbler.com. Enter today.
With warmer weather winding down, it's time to get your pool ready to close for the season. Wright's Pool Service is ready to help with the right equipment and supplies. They can perform all those maintenance jobs quickly and at a fair price to make your life just a little easier. And if you were thinking all summer about how your pool could be better, call Wright's Pool Service about how to remodel your pool so it's ready for next summer. current pools or new pools. Wright's Pool Service is ready at wrightspoolservice.net.
The Fan Base. WFNB 99.5, 106.9 and AM 1130.
You're listening to The Fan Base, WFMB. The Fan Base broadcasts on 1130 AM in Brazil. On FM Translator, 106.9 FM, W295CQ Brazil. And Translator, 99.5 FM, W258BA Terre Haute. We hope you enjoy the programming of The Fan Base, WFMB.
I'm financial advisor Alice Bratton Shagley. Let me help you protect and grow your assets with a personalized investment strategy. Contact me today at Looking Glass Financial. Call 812-232-5011. When you do, I'll be the one answering the phone. Looking Glass Financial in Terre Haute. Independent investment advice offering personalized service for you.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, product or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Are you contemplating a dream kitchen or bathroom renovation? Visit your local Kirchner Building Center today. Our new kitchen and bath specialist, Travis Oakley, will meet with you to create a design and provide a free estimate for your design. Kirchner Building Center offers a diverse selection of cabinet brands, countertops, and flooring options. Visit our kitchen and bath showroom at our Marshall, Illinois location to discover what Kirchner Building Center has to offer. Or call Travis at 217-232-8728 to schedule your appointment.
This is Greg Barrett, head football coach at Terre Haute South. You're listening to The Fan Base, the Wabash Valley Sports Authority.
Hey, Joey Owen the King on a football Friday. Welcome back. If you just joined us, then you missed Illinois superfan Mike Goins, who grew up here in the Wabash Valley, now calls Cincinnati home. But he is picking the Illini to beat the Hoosiers at Memorial Stadium 27-24. I think it's going to be a good football game. It's a toss-up. I'm not really sure what to think as far as the final score. It's not going to surprise me either way if the Hoosiers win it, if the Illini win it. I just know it's a good football game, and it's going to be a great one to watch or listen to. And again, you'll have opportunities to hear both the Illinois Network call and the Indiana Network call right here on JKO Media. Illinois Network, 5:30 Central Time on 105.9 WMMC. That's Magic Hits, 105.9. And again, that's 5:30 pregame show Central Time. That's 6:30 Eastern Time here in Illinois, Indiana. And, of course, the Indiana pregame show you'll be able to hear with Don Fisher and company on 92.7 The Rock. Same place you'll be able to hear Northview football tonight as Blake Simpson and I bring you the action of Owen Valley at Northview. Now, tonight here on the Fan Base, you'll be able to hear Bloomington South at Terre Haute South. That's a big football game as well. Bloomington South, number 2 in Class 5A in the state of Indiana, 4-0, taking on Terre Haute South at 3-1. 6:45 the airtime there. Owen Valley at 1-3. I don't expect much of a game in terms of competition, having them going against a 4-0 Northview team that is just rolling. They won last week 84-0. They're putting up big numbers, and they could have scored 150 last week if they had wanted to. But either way, we'll have the Owen Valley Northview game tonight on 92.7 The Rock starting at 6:30. That's 92.7 The Rock, the home of Northview Knights football. We'll have more games to tell you about here in just a few minutes, but you know, talking to Mike Goins, Illinois superfan, of course, earlier in the week. We heard from Brett Bielma. Joey and I have been talking IU Illinois all week. Huge, huge football game. Brett Bielma, of course, has been building up this Illinois program, and now they're kind of at an inflection point. Same with IU. And so here they are now facing off against each other, both of them ranked, both of them undefeated. The winner of this game, certainly with an inside line for one of those four guaranteed spots in the college football playoffs. Here is Illinois coach Brett Bielema.
You know, a very good football team here, obviously a college football playoff team a year ago. I really didn't know Siggs before him coming in the league. Obviously, I'd heard of him, his name, and I really enjoyed the last year and a half with him in the coaches' meetings. So we sat right by each other last year in L.A. spring meetings and had a chance to be around him. And this football team, offensively, defensively, and special teams, I think, are as well a coach as anybody will see. They definitely have complimentary football written all over it. Just the way they play, the way they talk, the way they communicate. Just very, very impressive group to watch overall. So we got our work cut out for us. I'm excited to get over there and know it'll be a good environment. I think Brent put out he gave me the stat that it's the first time the two ranked Illinois and Indiana teams have gone against each other since 1950. I was shocked at that. I remember being a player against Indiana. I think they had a running back named Thompson. I'll go to the living legend. Is that right? Was a really good player, I think. And obviously, when they had Antoine Randall was an exceptional football talent. So then the last time we went over there, obviously, the fallout from that game, was one that really hurt us and stung. But hopefully we're going to be better prepared on Saturday. I think we got a lot of really good football players who know how to play and have been excited to start Big Ten play, and we'll get that going this Saturday. So with that, open up for questions.
You're intentional in the training camp, but have night practice.
Yes. Yeah.
You got three of the four, obviously you knew that. But how's that manifest itself? How's it working now?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, just the basic element of the clock and the timing and catching the ball. I think the biggest challenge for guys in playing a night game is, catching under the lights. Just like 11 o'clock can be a challenge where the sun is, right? Like when you're looking up catching kicks, that's probably always been my biggest issue when you deal with night games or early day games with the sun. So. But I think overall our guys, especially a large amount of them, even guys, you look at Hudson Clement probably played his best game on Saturday. And, he played a lot of night games before coming here. And, we got the three Wisco guys who play a lot of reps for us. They played a lot of night games at Wisconsin. So even though we're getting guys for the first time being with us, they're coming from programs that played a lot of football.
Let's talk about tempo and being very comfortable with playing with tempo. How do you guys and staff kind of decide when to really lean into that and where it can maybe be?
Well, it really honestly kind of depends on where we are in the game, where we are on the field. If you really do a deep dive study into us, there are certain times where we'll like to go tempo. And then I think the element of surprise is always good. So we actually have done times where we last year and this year when we will go tempo when we normally hadn't. I think the other element that not a lot of people are aware of that I think Indiana is aware of is the use of the clock up down to the 15 seconds when your coaches can still talk, right? So I think that shows up on their film as well. I usually don't start watching TV copy. I watch a little bit on Sunday usually, but I'll kind of switch to the catapult or the coach's copy is what everybody calls it, right? But I actually started watching TV copy because I wanted to see how they were using the clock. So I think it's very apparent in some of the things they do as well.
It's been a long time since Illinois and Indiana were both ranked and play each other. What's that say about the depth of the Big Ten Conference and maybe some of the changing of the guard in college football overall over the last few years?
Well, I think it's just an unprecedented time. I give Josh a lot of credit. Like when I got here, we talked about, right, like this is, we knew the portal window was coming. We knew the NIL conversations were coming. But just in the last 2 years, 3 years, the way you can transition a roster, right, and for us, I've said this, it's one thing to retain your players, but when you can acquire players from other rosters, and it's not about pay. I mean, I get it. That's a part of the equation. But, you got to find players that fit your system. And I think Indiana is a case in point. They've done a really, really – obviously, he brought guys with him from JMU, but now you've seen the addition of some other guys that have come in, and he gets a player that they want. And we actually compete. I would say that we probably compete against Indiana in high school recruiting and portal windows as much as anybody else in the Big Ten. Just the kind of systems we both run and the kind of players I think we look for. So that's unique. I tell you, a big one that's coming up on the docket, though, right? I know there's a lot of conversation. I saw something that for the NCAA versus a couple things tomorrow. But this 5-for-5 is absolutely huge. So this is week 4, right? So I know that players on our roster as well as all over college football, a 5-for-5, that eradicates the problem of a potential player coming and saying he wants a red shirt, right? So I know that it's on everybody's radar. It doesn't matter. I'm on a committee that basically represents all of college football, and I, as a AFCA, American Football Coach Association, work with Craig Bohl on that, and the uniform stance with all coaches. They want the 5-for-5 as soon as we can get it, because I think it could really affect rosters in a negative way here in the next couple weeks. That's kind of scary to think about. So that's just another factor in today's world that we're living with. But yeah, without a doubt, I think the Big Ten, the SEC, ACC, Big 12 have continued to separate themselves. And obviously I'm part of the Big Ten, so I'm a little biased, but I think also the SEC, you watch games this weekend. I saw the Georgia-Tennessee game a little bit. When you play a night game, you get to see some of that stuff during the course of the day. And Saturday night I went back, and my wife and I, when we got back from here, we sat and watched the Cal-Minnesota game. And obviously Cal's a really good football team as well, so there's good football everywhere.
So Kurt, as a well-coached team, what do you see to say that?
There's very few plays that you can tell there's a mental breakdown or we always say that, more games are lost than won in our program, penalties, mental errors, and turnovers, and they just don't do those things, right? And I think a tale is always special teams. Like, you can have a group that has a really good offensive unit, defensive unit, but when special teams falls in line with that, that's usually something that kind of just goes ding, ding, ding. This is a universal approach. And I think just the fact that those coaches have stayed with him right through everything. Obviously, he's kept putting his everybody keeps getting bumped in salaries, which probably makes it a little easier too. But, you just meet an Indiana coach and they love the game, right? It wasn't surprised. Bob Bostad, who he didn't know, right? He retained him, but Bo fits that DNA, right, of what it plays out. I did want to say this in my opening presser. Also, thanks, congratulations to Kurt Ferentz. When you said Kurt, I was able to talk to a few media people last week when they knew that record was probably going to be moving. I was with Kurt for 3 years. He was an assistant coach when I was a player. I almost literally played for him one day. He came and worked me out as an offensive lineman when I was a D lineman. And I always thought if he hadn't taken that main job, I might have actually switched the O-line, which is kind of crazy to think about how that could have changed my life. But, I shot a group text just to the Big Ten coaches, right? What he accomplished is mind-boggling, right, and what's happened there. And can't put your arms around it, but congratulations to Kirk and his staff on a pretty, pretty awesome environment.
Illinois football coach Brett Bielema, who can bounce around to a lot of different subjects, talking about one game, but that's what he does. And you can tell he respects Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers. Cignetti, the same, talking about the Illini. It's going to be a whale of a football game. So while Cignetti and Bielema get together on the field tomorrow night down in Bloomington, Barry Odom's going to roll out the Boilermakers for the biggest game, obviously, of his short tenure in West Lafayette. They're going to be playing, obviously, at Notre Dame Stadium, taking on an Irish team that is struggling. If the Boilers could find a way, this could mean incredible things for the turnaround of the Purdue program. And while there are very few people predicting that, I think Barry Odom in the back of his mind thinks that his guys have a shot.
What a great week. What a great opportunity. You look at the film and, I hate losing. It's awful. And, it becomes, when you get to that point, there's punishment for being late. When you get to that point, it becomes really, you can feel it. You can in the building after a loss. Fortunately, our guys understand that. And you don't ever want to get that feeling, and you want to do everything you can not to experience those things. So. I learned a lot about ourselves in the team, in the game, about our organization. I think we're close, but close doesn't count, and we're judged. I'm judged on results and not effort. So that's bottom line where we're at. In the name of the game, we got to win. And I've got to do everything I can and our staff to get us where we need to be. So you look back at the tape and some of the things that we did well. I thought on the field that way, and then there were obviously things that are crucial that you can't make mistakes against a good team like we did and expect to win. So we've got to create turnovers on defense. We can't give away three scoring opportunities in the red zone. And when you do those things, you're going to make it really, really difficult to play winning football. And that's kind of where we were at the other night. So we've got to continue to work to eliminate explosive plays defensively. We've got to continue to find ways to establish the run game. I thought there were moments that we ran the ball with some efficiency. But then if you take away 60 yards and either tackle for losses or sacks, then it's minimal to not good enough. So we know to the point of who we're becoming as a team. We also, and I believe this, we're really close to being a darn good football team that plays winning football. So another opportunity this week against, I think, is a terrific team in every single area. I think they're certainly well coached with Marcus Freeman and his staff. You look at their size, you look at their ability to run, look at them on the line of scrimmage. They're built the right way, and it'll be a tremendous opportunity for us to prepare this week. And then first away game, it's exciting to always take a team on the road, so we're excited about that opportunity. We'll create opportunities for ourselves and excited about how good this team can get.
So there you go, Barry Odom. Like I said, you know, it's interesting. I listened to his entire press conference regarding the Notre Dame game, and he never once said the words Notre Dame. He always referred to them in an innocuous manner. Them, they, team. You know, he did refer to Marcus Freeman by name, but he never said anything about Fighting Irish, never said anything about Notre Dame. I think it's kind of interesting. Who knows? There's no denying that Notre Dame has more talent, but this is a team that is in a very strange place right now in the Fighting Irish, right? They thought they should be 2-0 at this point. They're not. They're 0-2, and they are under fire, particularly their defense. So if Purdue can go in there and if they can make a little noise early, Purdue is going to, I think they're going to have an opportunity to put a little bit of a scare into the Irish, and who knows, maybe steal one. By the way, that game kicks off tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 at Notre Dame Stadium. And you will be able to hear it all right here on the Fan Base with the Boilermakers Network, starting at 2:30 with the pregame show, as JKO Media continues to bring you more live sports than what most people think is humanly possible. So tomorrow you've got your choice of listening to a lot of big football games, same as tonight. And that's what JKO Media, that's what the Fan Base, that's what we're all about. Right? Sports, and more sports. Joey Owen the King, 99.5, 106.9, AM 1130, WFNB, thefanbase.com. Back with more. Don't go away.
At Grayless Heating and Cooling, we pay the best to continue to be the best. Come ask about our top pay for top tech program. If you're mechanically inclined and want to learn to be at the top of the heating and cooling industry, Grayless Heating and Cooling is the place for you. Call Grayless today.
Wouldn't it be nice if everything you needed in cardiology care was under one roof? At Union Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, it is. Like advanced technologies and facilities, specialty cardio physicians, and expert staff dedicated to your heart. And because we're bringing new, less invasive procedures to the region, you have more options than ever before right here in the Wabash Valley. Your heart is in the right place at the Heart and Vascular Institute at Union Hospital. Union Health. Healthier. Together.
Hi Wabash Valley, Becky and Maya Osborne here. Are you looking for carpet? Osborne's has what you need. On a budget, we have tremendous value at unbeatable prices.
How about something ultra soft?
Ultra luxurious?
Something with a stylish pattern?
Or maybe pet friendly? Or all of the above? Osborne's has the largest in-stock selection and the largest and most stylish showroom in the entire Wabash Valley.
Come see us at Osborne's Georgia Carpet,
the store for your floors.
Make Shomies in Terre Haute your stop for NFL football. Grab an ice cold beer, watch your favorite team on one of over 60 TVs, and no one beats our food. Plus, our friendly staff makes Shomies an easy choice. When it's time for NFL football, it's time for Shomies.
This is Mark Rates, head football coach at Northview High School.
This is Aaron Edwards, head football coach at Terre Haute North High School.
This is Greg Barrett, head football coach at Terre Haute South. You're listening to The Fan Base.
You're listening to The Fan Base.
You're listening to The Fan Base. The Wabash Valley Sports Authority.
The Wabash Valley Sports Authority.
The Wabash Valley Sports Authority.
Network Indiana Sports, I'm Kirk Darling. Moving on, the Indiana Fever were 87-85 winners over Atlanta last night in Game 3 of their playoff series. Indiana is now on to the league semifinals for the first time since 2015. Natasha Howard was on that team then.
So like a whole 360 all over again. Like I can replay the 2015 playoff back in my head again. But I'm just so excited that we're back here and with this group of young women, and the job is not done yet.
She had 12 points last night. Kelsey Mitchell led the way with 24. The Fever move on to face Las Vegas. The Colts have not punted at all this season. It's week 3 as they get ready to face the Tennessee Titans on the road. Running back Jonathan Taylor.
Two games in a row is insane. Like, at any level, two games in a row is insane. But I think that's just a testament of the work that we've put in, but also the consistency. Of course, you know, we're going to try to continue that, because if you don't see Rigo out there, then obviously things are going well.
The Titans are the Colts' first divisional opponent. Kickoff at 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. Indiana is the underdog heading into their first Big Ten matchup against Illinois tomorrow. A similar spot, says head coach Kurt Cignetti.
Last year, before the season started, we were probably favored in 3 games. Every Big Ten game that we went into, we were an underdog before the season started, maybe with the exception of Purdue. Last year's in the books. Illinois is a good football team. We're a good football team.
Both teams ranked inside the top 20. Elsewhere, Notre Dame hopes to break their winless streak against Purdue in South Bend. Ball State is on the road against UConn. IndyCar silly season keeps on spinning. David Malukas will be taking up the mantle in the 12 car at Team Penske next season. Malukas has yet to win a race in his career, but he was the runner-up in last year's Indy 500 for AJ Foyt Racing. Network Indiana Sports, I'm Kirk Darling.
Okay, Kirk, thanks so much. As we get set to wrap it up on a Football Friday afternoon here on Joey O and the King. By the way, I want to remind you, the Wabash Valley Golf Classic gets underway this weekend, the first of 2 weekends. If you are a local golfer, you'd like to participate, but you have yet to sign up and you think, crap, it's too late. No, it's not. Tournament director Eddie Kneiser still accepting last-minute entries. Now, keep in mind, this is for 4 rounds, right? $140 gets you your 4 rounds with a cart for each. Men that are interested in calling and playing can call Geneva Hills at 765-832-8384. Again, it's 765-832-8384, but you got to do it today. You can't wait until tomorrow, because everyone who is playing their early rounds that could not be a part of the weekend, that early period goes away. You've got to play your first round by at least tomorrow, okay? So again, 765-832-8384. The 4 courses, they'll start at Geneva Hills, then they'll move for round 2 at Forest Park here in Brazil, then to Ray Park in Terre Haute, then Holman Links next Sunday for the final round. You'll be able to hear the final round live right here on the Fan Base next Sunday. We had the tournament live last year, had a lot of fun. Joey out on the course, I was at the clubhouse, and we plan on doing the exact same thing. By the way, as far as players to look for, Zach Kent, the defending champion from 2024, obviously one of the guys to look out for. Chris DeHart, Devin Clutie, also among others, but those are the 3 right now that you should be looking out for when it comes to the championship flight. 1 week from Sunday on round number 4. So we hope they get a huge turnout. And, of course, spectators are welcome, okay? So we look forward to seeing you, and we look forward to getting the round 1 and round 2 scores from Eddie. Hopefully we have him on Monday to let you know who's leading the tournament. Once again, here's the high school football schedule for tonight. It's going to be warm this evening. It is by no means feeling like fall out there right now. Bloomington South will be at Terre Haute South. That's the Vigo County Game of the Week, and you'll be able to hear it right here on the Fan Base starting at 6:45 tonight with John Swanner. Again, Bloomington South, Terre Haute South, Vigo County Game of the Week here on the Fan Base. Terre Haute North, Bloomington North, that's a couple of teams struggling, so somebody's going to come out of there with a much-needed win. Edgewood at West Vigo, Edgewood at 4-0, West Vigo at 0-4, could be another long night for the Vikings over at Jay Barrett Field. Owen Valley at 1-3, playing Northview. The Knights are 4-0, coming off of a record-setting 84 points scored last week. This is not the same Owen Valley team that beat the Knights back-to-back years, in like 21 and 22. This is a different deal, and Mark Raitz has an awful lot of weapons at Northview. You'll be able to hear that game tonight starting at 6:30 on the home of Northview Knights football, 92.7 The Rock. Blake Simpson and I will have the call for you tonight from Jerry Anderson Field. Other games tonight, Sullivan at South Putnam, Riverton Park at North Vermilion, Seeger will be at Park Heritage, South Vermilion will be at Covington, Sullivan will be at South Putt, Riverton Park, as we mentioned, at North V. Don't know why I've got it on there twice. Boonville will be at Linton. North Central will be at North Knox. Marshall at Alney. That's the game that you'll hear on Magic Hits 105.9 and WMMCRadio.com. Joey will be calling that game. Also tonight in Illinois, Lawrenceville will be at Paris. Casey will be at Robinson. The Warriors looking to go to 4-0 on the season. That one on WMMCRadio.com. Duggar will be at Oblong. So a busy, busy night of high school football for sure. We hope you're going to join us either here on the Fan Base for the Vigo County Game of the Week, or you're going to join us on 92.7 The Rock for Northview Knights football. As you heard in the Network Indiana report, it's been crazy for the Colts kickers. Spencer Schrader has more field goals than any other place kicker in the NFL. 9 field goals, including the game winner Sunday. But Rigoberto Sanchez, the punter, has not punted a single time this season. The Colts have scored on 14 of 17 possessions. They've turned the ball over twice on downs and once when time expired. He did, Sanchez, punt once, but it was nullified by a penalty. So there you go. Folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy Friday night football and tomorrow's big game.
From the Prospect Bank Studios, this is your Wabash Valley Sports Authority. This is the Fan Base. WFNB Brazil Terre Haute.
John Swanner inviting you to join me for the Vigo County High School Football